gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. None other than your host, Pastor Jay, calling live from Houston, Texas. To God be glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. Oh, another Monday morning. Hallelujah. Amen. God makes his face shine upon us and be gracious to us and to give us peace. Praise God. Amen. So you can lift your hands, amen, wherever you are, and you can say, Lord, you did it again, and I thank you. Hallelujah. You got to remember to give him glory. Amen. And give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to wake us up, but he did. Amen. We're going to get this show started today. It is Let It Play Monday, and we can review. But today we're going to talk about being a wise steward. Amen. So make sure to keep it locked right here. We also, when we come back from the break, we'll be sharing what's going on in your weather. So make sure you stay right here and share it with someone, because we will be right back. Right. Hello. Welcome back. Listen, that was My Soul Says Yes. And love that song. Did that song like in one take. Heard the music and all I could hear, amen, was Will You Say Yes to Jesus Christ? And it is inspired by another song titled Yes, Amen, Hallelujah. And at the time, I was going through so much in my life, praise God. And for God to, the way that God was carrying me was amazing. Amen. I didn't have a job. My husband had passed away. I still had my house. The owner of the house was had forgave the rent for a couple of months. And it was amazing what God was doing in my life at that time. Praise God. Amen. That's why you hear me saying your money was funny, your change was strange. I just bless God, amen, for being my all and all. Praise God. Amen. It's just like I say, it's amazing. When you lean and depend on God for real, hallelujah, it is amazing what God will show you. Praise God. He'll show you where your faith, amen, can carry you. Praise God. And I just want to, you know, just encourage you, amen, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. And he's going to keep on blessing your life. Glory to God. Welcome to the show. This is My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Put God first. Amen. We want to get into the weather, let you know what's going on here in Houston. Amen. Because God is indeed, amen, he's working here in Houston. We don't the way the weather is set up, we just have to go with it. Okay, so let's get into the weather. So today is Monday, March the 11th. And I know some of you are loving March. Amen. And so, amen. Hallelujah. So today is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Mostly sunny this morning, which I already know that. Highs in the lower 70s, southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Monday night, for tonight, mostly clear. In the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s, southeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s, southeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s, south wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, south winds, 10 to 50 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about y'all, amen, but when I think of the goodness of God, I just want to dance like David.
Holy ground, you feel
Welcome back. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Amen. Wanted to talk about today being a good steward. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Praise God. Amen. Being a good steward. Praise God. It takes discipline. It takes practice. Amen. It takes deliverance sometimes. Amen. Because depending on how you were raised and depending on your experiences, what you were trained, how you were trained, how you were raised, you may be good with taking care of stuff or appreciating things. You might be spoiled and, you know, have had everything. And so how you value things is important. The way you take care of things and appreciate things is important. Amen. And so I'm going to read a little bit. Praise God. It says, biblical perspective of money. Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. This is 1 Corinthians 4 and 2. Thankful for the financial resources with which you have blessed me. I want to be a good steward, a wise manager of the resources you have entrusted to me. Help me to save and spend with discernment and to give to others in need. Help me to find balance, not be a hoarder or an out-of-control spender. Give me a godly view of money and how to use it in ways that will honor you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the book I'm reading for reference is Prayers with Purpose. And this is a good prayer. Amen. Again, I'm going to go through this prayer because it's different things I love in it. It says, first of all, that I'm thankful. I'm thankful for financial resources with which you have blessed me with. Amen. Just acknowledging, amen, what God has done for you, what he has given you. Praise God, amen, and giving you access to, amen, giving that thanks to God. And a lot of times when you have had access to things all your life, you take for granted those things. So when you approach the throne of grace in prayer, make sure that you're thankful. And even if you were poor when you were coming up or didn't have different things when you were coming up, and now that you are older, you still, we have to, part of being a steward is coming into a place of being grateful, amen, for what God has given you, amen, because he could have given it to somebody else, your life could be completely different. I love how it says, amen, a wise manager. I want to be a wise manager, praise God. Amen. Because we could spend since then, you know, okay, this go here, this go there, that was it. You know, but you want to be a good manager, praise God. Amen. I know sometimes I sit down and say, okay, I know I got this coming in, this need to go here. I need to put this much money up, and I need this because, you know, for in case hard times hit or a bill comes that I'm not, you know, that I'm not expecting, I'm able to cover it. Praise God. Amen. So being a good manager, it says, I want to be a wise manager of resources you have entrusted to me. And you have to look at it like that. The Lord has entrusted this to me. He has entrusted this money to me. He has entrusted these resources to me, praise God. He has so you have to feel some sense of duty to God to make sure that you manage it right. Amen. Help me to save and spend with discernment. Come on, I'm gonna tell y'all an instance. When I was like 20 something, I had got a lot of money back on my income tax. And now, mind you, through the year, I was in a struggle. It was a struggle. I had to ask people for help. And it got to a point where I was embarrassed to ask people, so sometimes I went without. But as long as my kids were fed, then I could go without some things. But then my little income tax check came in. And oh my God, everything, it was, and I did it without thinking. I just got to spend it. Oh, I can go here, I can buy this, I never had this before, so I can get this. Oh, I always wanted one of these, so I can get that. And guess what? By that, it wasn't even a week later, and I was right back to what I call poor mouth. I was right back to the struggle. Instead of putting that money up, and my mom has a saying. My mom is witty. She has to say, she said to me one year, she said, you got to eat tomorrow. You have to eat tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes we're so busy spending till we forget the rent is coming around again, or the mortgage is coming around again, the car note is coming around again, the light bill is coming around again. Amen. So when you get those big lump sums of money, put it in the savings, you know. And it is, you may be a, look, now don't get me wrong, treat yourself, which is another old wise saying. The person told me, when you get your check, treat yourself. If it's the smallest thing, you make sure that you treat yourself out of it. The rest of it, manage it. This is my tithes and offering. This is my savings. Now, this is my life. And now, one of a method that that I learned or heard about from someone else is they have envelopes. They got a basket. They put it on their bar next to the kitchen. And in that basket, it's envelopes. Or in your drawer. If you don't live alone, in a drawer or in a lockbox, they have envelopes. And throughout the month, they got paid every week. So every week, they would put money in each one of those envelopes. The envelopes was labeled. One of them was light, water, gas, car note, this and the other. And so when their check came in, they put this much here, this much here, this much there. So by the time it came to the end of the month and that check came in to the end of the month, it was really, they paid those envelopes, took those envelopes, saw what the bills were, boom, 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 paid them. Sometimes they had money left over, you know. Sometimes they would leave that money in that envelope, or they'd say, well, this is my extra. I could get more groceries. I could apply it to this. I could take. So you can ask God, Lord, show me how to manage. Show me how to manage my money. Show me how to manage my, you know, if you know you're a seasonal worker, you know that you go to work when special events come to town, or you go to work, you know, at certain times of the year. You maybe ask God for wisdom on how to manage your money. And I want to say this, get singleness of mind on your bills. We tend to look at what other people have, and we want it, you know. When we know we're on a budget, when we know we are trying to have money in savings, when we know, and, oh, you're going, okay, well, I'm going. You don't know how to order just water or, you know, or something small. You got to get what everybody else gets. Make sure that you are not double-minded. You are not moved. When you know that you are trying to achieve a goal and you know you're trying to break poverty off your life or break, if you know you have spending habits, you have a habit of overspending, you know, it's called discipline. Sometimes you can't go out with them. Sometimes you know, you have to skip this event. Sometimes you have to tell everybody, I can't get gifts for everybody for Christmas. You know, I got goals. I'm trying to do stuff. I'll get your card. Okay? So you just managing, being a steward, that's being a steward over what you have. Because you when you're spending that money on people, I promise you, they're not going to double back and say, well, you know, hey, let me give you some money because you spent this amount. It don't happen like that. So make sure you put some money up, that you be disciplined, and you understand that it's okay. It's okay not to, look, a lot of times most of your money is going on fast food. Oh, I got to go here. I want to get this. I want to get that. Some money spent on fast food. Money spent on shoes. Your money spent on, come on. You got to learn to manage that money. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue on with the show. You're listening to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay, Apostle Jay, Janice, whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me Collect. Do they still have that? Next song coming to you is called Joining Me by your very own Pastor Jay.
Set the captive free. my gospel soul. Favor statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless.
Oh, Father.
Hallelujah, Father. Sometimes, praise God, that's all you can say. It's Father. Hallelujah. Father, I need you. Father, move for me. Father, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
Because of who you are.